2 Corinthians chapter 8. And, brothers, we make known to you the grace of God which has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For with a great trial in affliction, their exuberance of joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their generosity. For I testify that they acted voluntarily, according to their means and beyond their means, and with much entreaty, imploring us in respect of the grace and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints, and not as we had expected, but they gave themselves firstly to the Lord and to us through the will of God, for us to exhort Titus, that just as he began before, so he should bring this grace towards you to a conclusion as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith and word and knowledge and all eagerness, and in the love from your side among us, may you also abound in this grace. I do not speak by commandment, but moved by the eagerness of others, and as one approving the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how on your account he became poor, though being rich, in order that you, by his poverty, might become rich. And I give my opinion in this matter. For this is expedient for you, who last year took the lead not only in taking action, but also in having the will. And now, complete the execution of it, so that as your enthusiasm was when you made your mind up, so the completion may be, your resources permitting. For if the enthusiasm is present, it is appreciated when judged against one's means, not when judged against something beyond one's means. For it is not in order that others may have ease, while you have tribulation, but it is on the basis of equality. At the present time, your surplus is a supply to their lack, so that their surplus might also become a supply to your lack, so that there may be equality. As it stands written, he who had much did not have surplus, and he who had little did not suffer a lack. And thanks be to God, who is putting the same concern for you in the heart of Titus. For he has received encouragement, and being very eager, he departed for you of his own accord. And we have sent the brother with him, who has a good reputation for the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only so, but he was also elected by the churches as our travelling companion, collaborating in this grace being ministered by us for the glory of the Lord himself, and as an outlet for our enthusiasm, avoiding this, that anyone should have cause to blame us in this tremendous project which is being undertaken by us, as we concern ourselves with things that are right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent our brother with them, whom we have often proved to be eager in many matters, and who is now much more eager, with much confidence in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and co-worker for you. Or if our brothers are inquired about, they are apostles of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give them a display of your love and of our exultation over you in the sight of the churches.